Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ron Clayton. I'm called in just a little bit ahead of Gary Helfenstein, who is normally the Monday afternoon host for health and fitness, and he's calling me on my phone. Same time we're doing this, I'm going to try and send him a message that he can see. We are all ready. I just sent him a note.
And hello and good afternoon, Mr. Clayton. Ron, this is Robin, a.k.a. Holly J, in Georgia right now. How are you?
Well, hi. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. We're having some technical challenges right now. Gary Helfenstein, who is normally hosting on Monday, he's been all summer traveling from Colorado to Boston to Virginia to Tennessee. He's back, and he was just having challenges getting the show open, so I jumped in, and, you know, just it worked. So now we're on, and I'm so glad you called on. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I'm guessing my way all the way to where I'm getting to and becoming.
Well, there we go. Well, I'm so glad you called in today. I know that Gary and Barbara Ide and Country Boy, and I had a call this morning. Country Boy and I started the morning up the sun this morning, which is unusual because he never goes to bed, but when he does, it's usually about 6 or 7. He falls asleep at the wheel. I mean, no, at the desk. And but we chatted this morning, and then he was talking to Gary Helfenstein, who was working with Barbara Riley, who is our tiny. I got to use the word purple word now. Available. It starts with an A word. I'm drawing a blank right now. Please bear with me. But the available, attainable. Homes, that's our new name for what used to be called tiny homes. We're calling them attainable homes. And we're going to pack some of the words to be attainable. We're going to stop that idea of tiny homes. But you're thinking, you're talking about a trailer with two wheels, turquoise on the side, or maybe it's a silver bullet running down the road, running the whole industry. No, these are real homes. And so we're renaming them attainable homes. And Barb and Gary and Country Boy have initiated starting the game plan to, as soon as possible, have an event in Georgia where there will be let's call it an event, where there will be a demonstration, informational gathering of folks who are going to be both there as presenters and information about the attainable homes. And or information about real estate and financing. We'll have all that covered. And then the other thing that'll be is when someone comes, we actually already have on the Hope Collection, we have a very, very bland application. If someone wants to register to be online to get one of the first tiny attainable homes, That application, number one, if they decide to put, even if it's a $10 deposit, there'll be 100% money back guaranteed returned or applied to their tiny home when they buy it, close the deal. And so, but there'll be an application that someone can fill out that'll put them in line as we find out, because we may find that there's 20 people on the east side of Atlanta that want a attainable home. We might find out that there's 20 people on the west side. Maybe 10 people on the north side, maybe somebody that wants to do it in the city itself. But until we have applications of people who show their interest, and it's not binding, and it won't. But what does it does give us a database to communicate and build on, so that we can open the door for dialogue to making and bring to fruition either an individual statement, Gary Helfenstein, I know you're on the show, the attainable home. We want to know who's in the zoo and how much. Then we're not required to put a deposit, but if they do, it's not binding. The application is not binding. The money is 100% money back guaranteed. So now the money is also guaranteed to go toward the completion of the application, money, finance. It starts a base to work from. Sets up an account if somebody wants. So those are the things that Gary and Barb, Gary Helfenstein and Barb Riley and Country Boy are all, there's a lot of information we gather and kind of put together. And you know how you put everything together in a basket and then you shake it all up, turn it all around and do the hokey pokey and you, oh well, not that song, that's something else. but being serious, this is serious. And we don't, we're making fun of what's really important, to try and leave the burden as light as we can and make it as inclusive as we can. Gary, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I think so. But before I do, let's make note that there are some sunspots. We won't address them now, but hopefully we get it figured out before next week or other blog talk radio shows this week. May I ask who's on the line?
We got a representative from Good. It's Robin. Robin. A mover and shaker. Robin is a mover and shaker with Country Boy in Atlanta, Georgia.
Robin, yes, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Robin, what is your primary interest? Is it attainable homes? Is it physical fitness? Or is it business assistance?
Business assistance.
Business assistance. Well, that's what I'll go off on if I could. What general region of the country do you live in, Robin?
I live primarily in Georgia for now, but I go back and forth from Georgia to California.
Yeah. Good for you. The Peach State to the Sunshine State, huh? Now, Sunshine State,
yeah.
Florida. I can't think of what the motto is for California. But you just head due west or due east, depending on your destination and your origination. So just to draw some common identity, drive through Georgia many, many times, not each year, but with COVID especially. Haven't been down or through Georgia in a couple of years. However, I have... grown to love the Peach State because I do some volunteer work for Hepzibah. That is a children's home, and it's just outside. I'm going to say it's in Macon, Georgia area. And so it was originally a Christian, it was started a century ago, so I can say it started as a Christian orphanage, and now it's been turned over to the state. Now, just at the risk of going on too long, when I went down as a volunteer for the Christian organization, I got to work directly with the kids and apply the skills I had in education and counseling and such. But since it's the state of Georgia, the last two times I went down there, they gave me the lawnmower and said, go cut the lawn, which I'm willing to do. It was a lot of fun. But I really miss working with the kids, and I think that's my higher calling. So I haven't been back since then. I imagine that the lawn's become pretty overgrown by then. But anyway, Robin, I'm glad to talk with you. In terms of business assistance, what's your primary business?
Well, I like the travel business primarily, but then again, I like the health and nutrition business because I have to feel good in order to help other people feel good. But I like that and the legal and, you know, so... I've, gotten educated in a few of them, but my love and my hope and my faith are my strongest attributes.
Wow. Well done. In the business field of counseling, we call that your value statement, Robin. So that's one of the most important things. People should be aware of what your values are. For instance, not that my values are important, but I just use it as another example. My values are family, friends, and faith. Families, of course, speaks for itself, but friends really is community. But I like using the alliteration of four F words, or three F words. Actually, I have a fourth too. Friends, family, and faith. So friends is really the community. I believe that this country is based upon local communities, not a big, large government that tells you what to do. So that kind of explains my position. And, of course, faith speaks for itself, or more importantly, it speaks for God. So we have a lot in common, Robin. That's all I'm saying. I built a bridge with you, and let's go on from here. Yes.
Gary, can I just ask Robin a question?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Just remember, I don't have the dashboard in front of me, so I don't know who's talking.
Go ahead. But I was curious. I was going to ask Robin, if I say the name Rick and Brenda Reese, does that strike any kind of bell with you?
Absolutely.
Well, I want you to know.
Beautiful people. We all share that one that's in the spirit.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Robin, you and I have spoken on Marketplace Ministries Monday Night Prayer Group. Lynn and I, my wife Lynn and I, we're personally sponsored by Rick and Brenda Reese, and today he is my senior advisor, spiritual advisor. I lost my senior advisor to be with our Father in Heaven a month ago, but Rick has stepped up to the plate and is my spiritual advisor today. So we have a lot in common, and we have the sources, like Gary said. Our sources are in line. They're in parallel. They're reinforcing. They're multiplying. They're compounding. And so what we have to share, we share with an open heart, open spirit, open mind, and we can operate trustworthy, integrity, and fruitfully to glorify God in all the work we do. That's how we operate. And by the way, Gary Helfenstein is also a member of Service 365, and he's a partner with myself and my wife.
What a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is all ours, Robin. I have a tendency to follow a standard format, and that is to go back and find common ground. And boy, I think Ron and you have established that common ground. There's a common ground of faith, the love of the Lord, and there's the common ground of a love of travel. Now, just to warn you, Robin, I had a very, I'm going to say, successful travel operation. We weren't necessarily travel agents, but rather we put together tours. And so I use the term tour operator. And we ended up in five different states and with a staff of 29 people and such, and a brick and mortar and overhead and phone lines and all of that. Now, all of that overhead is now supplied through an organization called Surge 365, and it has cut my expenses down many, many times. I was spending as much as $2,500 a month on phone bills. My payroll was sky high. My rent was incredible. But I also had two computer specialists, and we use computerization, but this is back in another century. We had large, we called them minis then, and you can laugh because the mainframe sometimes took as much as an entire floor of a office building. But they reduced it down to about the size of a refrigerator. And we called them minis then. Now, what a laugh, because then we went to desktops, and then we went to laptops, and then we went to tabloids, tablets, and now we're on smartphones. So life goes on, thank God. I think God gives us the inspiration to make all of these improvements. But at any rate, that's my story. So if you want some ask me questions about travel, I know a guy who's pretty good at it, knows a little bit. It's all yours, Robin. Take it away.
Oh, well, Rick is my senior advisor. And Ron, you know that. And Country Boy is he's like the genius and he puts everything together so lovely and well. All you have to do is kind of jump on board, you know? So we're getting a lot of things done. We're getting a lot of things done, hopefully, you know, in due time. And the time is due. it's time to get it done now. And it's a lot of people out here that, you know, the demand is great, in other words. It's just looking for those who know how to, you know, put everything together and get it done.
Now, it sounds to me then, Robin, you're looking for, you have plenty of assistance that's there with Surge, and it's there, more importantly, with your upline advisors, your mentors, your consultants, and Rick. And now you have two new cousins, if I could call it, in the Surge system. That's Ron and Coach G. Now, Ron keeps using the name. I like Country Boy. I'm better known as Coach G. Coach G, I like to
Coach
laugh
G.
and say stands for goodness, but it is actually Coach Gary. And that name comes from I taught in public schools, and I coached a lot of sports. So somehow, somewhere along the line.
Where are you?
I'm located in sunny Buffalo, New York. You can't believe how beautiful it is here today.
Oh, okay. All right.
At 1 o'clock.
But I come down to Georgia. That's a warning. I'm down in Georgia a couple times a year, usually, if we didn't have a COVID conspiracy and a COVID lockdown. So now, are you pretty close to Atlanta, or are you up in the northwest corner with Country Boy?
Yeah, I'm up in the north part, Canton and Cartersville, Ackworth,
Canton and Cartersville. I can't, I'm going to look those up when we hang up here, and I'm going to look that up. But let me suggest
Cartersville and Ackworth, all up through there, because I have six sons and two daughters, and they all dwell here for the most part, and so I get to travel like I wanted to. And that's what I do. And I'm getting ready to go to Memphis, Tennessee on that end. And blossom a little bit.
We're going to Disney this weekend.
You're going to Disney?
And we're cashing in our week's vacation that we got. We earned a week's vacation from Surge. So while we're in Disney, we're tacking on the additional week for free.
That's right.
And then I just got confirmation. Yeah. Our deposit for Punta Cana is just registered and been taken cleared the bank, so to speak. And so that we already know we got a few trips already lined up. And Robin, here's another clincher. We just qualified for another week's vacation because of Healing America through Vacations is the theme of this company that they've dedicated to getting a vacation each year to qualify owning an agency of Surge for a year. And so we're into our second year, so we got a second week.
Wow.
We're getting like Rick.
I'll be enjoying
like
that
Rick
type of thing
stacking.
Here soon.
Well, we're stacking up, and we still have a cruise that we were going to go last May. We have the Hope Cruise, which the Hope Collection sponsors and Carnival Cruises sponsors, and that's scheduled for next May. It was scheduled for this May. Of course, we had to postpone it because COVID was still on. But next May, we already got a cruise paid for next May. Tough life. Somebody's got to do it. And
you know, I've got to ask you and pick up on your statement. You love to travel, and I love the way you express that. That's a little bit of a Georgia accent. When I think of travel, I think of boats, trains, and planes. Which of these three is your number one travel means? Boat, train, or plane? Or car? You know, I've got to say car, too.
I like them all.
I like the plane because it gets me where I'm going, so I'll have more time to be there.
Robin, if we could
and
we can't. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I like getting on the plane to hurry up, hurry up, and hurry up. You get there. So yeah.
Good for you.
So I like I'm getting on a plane on the 16th. I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee, the same hour that I leave here. So that's amusing to me.
I
think
it
takes something like 45 minutes, but they're an hour behind. You see?
Yes, ma'am. I know that. Yeah, I do know that.
So you get there.
Yeah,
you
so
leave.
I'll get there about the same time.
Wow, that's great. Now, what takes you to what city do you go to, and what takes you there, Robin?
Memphis, Tennessee. It's a few spots there that I like to measure off to put the we have another terminology. What's the terminology, Ron? Not they used to be like tiny homes, but they don't have to be a tiny home,
yeah,
right,
no,
Ron?
Attainable
home. So I'm gonna see about when I'm in Tennessee, putting up a couple attainable homes on some particular property. So that's why I'm going to fly in this weekend.
We're mixing a couple of common interests.
And I'm going to change my name officially. It's a lot of people I'm known as Holly J, okay? Holly J. Gray is I'm known as. Famous among many, known by few. But I'm still Robin. I guess you want to call Holly. If you want to call Holly my alter ego, okay, it's still who I am. It's like the inner person, you know? So, you know, that's the real Robin. So anyway, that's another reason why I'm flying into to Memphis, because I do have, you know, places that I call home even though I don't just live there. So I like to put a couple of tiny homes up and be able, when I go there, I'll have that place to be, to continue to work. Because
wow,
that is terrific, Robin.
How are you spelling Robin? R O B Y N or R O B I N?
It was given to me R O B I N.
Robin, oh, just like the redbreast. I love it. You've really crossed a lot of things together here, and I love it. I love it. I love it. You have a love of travel, but you have an interest in attainable homes. And you're going to Tennessee to look for building an attainable home or so. Can you tell us a little bit about the land on which you have this ability to build an attainable home?
Yeah, the particular land, it's been there for a while, and what I'm thinking about, what I'm finding out, it used to be like Lauderdale, but now it's Willie Mitchell, which is a guy who owns a radio station there. But long story short, it's like a part of a area where I'm hearing that they might buy that out eventually. So what I'm thinking is putting tiny homes on it and maybe tearing the property that's there down and just putting tiny homes on them that are able to be moved, but maybe they can stay there and become, you know, a part of, you know, that rise and build up. You know what I'm saying? To for people
I
that
do. That's,
could
that's,
really
you've
appreciate
brought up
it.
A couple of good points. Do you have title? Do you own this land, or will you be building – your attainable home on this land? Which of those two ownership possibilities do you fall into?
I have an agreement with family that they like, yeah, Robin, take it away, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, Robin, okay, well, I'm coming up there and I'm going to take it away. You know, so they pretty much gave me permission to do whatever I needed and wanted to do, which I let them in on, but we're gonna get some
wow,
conclusion.
Wow, good for you.
It.
And then if you have to move it for any reason, it's on wheels, so you can move it anywhere you want, at any time you want, in any way you want. Well, you gotta have a big truck to move it, but that's okay.
Yeah,
Ron, did you have something to add?
Or it can sit there. You know, but see, the only reason why I mentioned it moving because it is commercial property. But, you know, that's what I want it for. So when I'm there, I can work my commercial business from there. You see what I'm saying? In that spot. Because I'm not just in that spot. I'm in California, so I want to go to California. I'm in Gary, Indiana, so I want to go to Gary, Indiana. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, so I already have a spot right there at Lakeshore Drive. So, you know, then my children live in different spots in their homes here in Georgia. So maybe I'll throw one up on one of their properties, call it a mother-in-law suite or something.
Yeah, Robin, there you go.
Robin, I have a quick question for you. In Tennessee specifically, is the area that you're talking about, the property for your vision for the attainable houses, number one, is it on high ground? You know, one of the things that Lynn and I, my wife and I, are looking at is possibility of Tennessee being where we're in Buffalo because I have Linda has a 93-year-old mother who's in adequate health. But she's already told me, Ron, I know the day I die you got a ticket out of Buffalo to get out of the snow. And that's true. It's true. She knows it. We joke about it. But we're going to get to some warmer climates. And we've been to Tennessee. We've been to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. And, you know, I didn't go to Dollywood, but I was by it. But there's been a lot of flooding down in that area lately, and I don't want to go there. So my wife, anytime I have a chance to ask someone who has knowledge, it's always important to ask knowledge. If you have knowledge of an area that you'd recommend, I'm listening so I can check it out.
So so Tennessee, Memphis,
yeah,
and where I'm particularly talking about. I do know the area, but I think that it's not mine, but I've been given the access to build on the property. See
right.
what I'm saying?
What city is it near, Robin?
This is in Memphis, Tennessee. But then there's other parts of there's depending, like here in Georgia. Here in Georgia, to build on some land, I know a guy that's willing to sell. He says $50,000, but I could take him $40,000 and he'll take it. But it's 1.75 acres. Yeah, but it's here in Ackworth, and it's the perfect spot for people who don't have a place to put their place. That they would like to call home.
Uh-huh. We're looking at
that's why I'm looking at. What'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I have this. My vision is to have a condominium, single floor condominium, several bedrooms, on like water, on the edge of a pond, a lake, a pond, a river. High enough off so I don't get flooded, but I want to have, you know, my wife wants a pontoon boat, and I promised her I'd get her a pontoon boat. So if I got to make my wife happy, that's what I got to do. So I'm looking for a place like an area like that. But that's you know, it's related, but it isn't related because through Bob Riley and some other people that we are affiliated with, Country Boy, and people like yourself, we'll find out. You know, we're not doing it this week, next week, or next month. I'm tied in Buffalo until next year because of the Healing America Through Hope project. I'm not leaving Buffalo other than weekend trips because I'm too busy. But now, after next year, and Mom's still alive, and I can't leave, and she won't leave. So we have time. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to divert it, but other people on the call might be hearing questions I ask, and they might be pertinent to what they're thinking.
Right. Well, I'm excited. I am definitely excited, and because I'm traveling, I feel like the universe is saying, okay, you know, we're going to put all the necessary components together for you to get, you know, whatever it is that you can do to help other people you know, inside those perimeters of love, hope, and faith. And we're going to have that faith and that love and that hope manifest, those manifestations. They're going to happen. It's like it's a done deal. Go ahead and feel like whatever it's going to feel like to you to get it done, go ahead and feel like that because it's a done deal. So I'm excited. I really am.
I gotta throw an idea at you, Robin. Do you know how many pastors work? It may not be a large church, but they build a church up maybe from a handful of people in a Bible study, and now they got a growing church and blessing. But they don't have a home, you know, because the church is fledgling. But maybe the congregation would go together, and also because we have different kinds of funding, maybe they get the pastor and his wife. We'll call it a retirement, but they could have an attainable home. And the congregation could provide that as a gift to the pastor for all the work that he's done in building a church. Just another idea.
Hey, I tell you, I have no problem seeing the demand, you know.
It's like travel.
And so I'm trying to get all the details as far as supplying the demand. So when I get them down, I have a clear understanding, then I'll just start picking different spots because I'm sure you can always find someone to occupy them. You know, that's why I was thinking about the...
I just said, Gary, why don't you take that thought and run with it?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ron. Well, it appears to me there's two subjects we're talking about here. One is attainable homes, and the other is travel, although I parenthetically add that they're closely related because one travels when they has to make travel arrangements to utilize or use their attainable home. So I think it behooves us on a couple aspects. There's two thoughts I have regarding the actual attainable home, the building itself. We have an organization that's coming together where you can list your attainable homes for rent. And so it becomes a source of income. However, of course, you're going to use your attainable home for a period of time. Not going to use it when you're in California, so you want to rent it out. Not going to use it when you're in Georgia because you're going to rent it out. But, of course, it's not available for rent when you're using it in Tennessee for your own personal pleasure. So that I'm going to call a booking service. And that booking service is just like making an airline reservation or such. And to make it easier today, they could call you. You could do 3x5 cards. You could get out an old-fashioned calendar, or nothing wrong with an old-fashioned calendar. You can write them a letter. You can call them. You can say it's not reserved. And then if they have to cancel, they call you back, and you rip up your 3x5 card, and you put it out again and repeat the whole process. Or when they're done with their vacation, they have fun, and you've collected your rental fee. You want to reach out to them yet again and say, do you want to come back next year? So I'm droning on and on and on purpose, making it sound like it's pretty monotonous because it is monotonous. But imagine if you had a computer booking service like Surge offers, and you just listed your home in there, and then the computers did all the work. Does that sound a little more interesting or a little more viable? Robin, what's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, absolutely. That does.
Ron, what are your thoughts on that?
Ron, I just think it's incredible. It's expansive. It's out far-reaching beyond really just as you give a thought, and then as you actually act upon reaching out to somebody, you are in a position to really make a difference for somebody. I just think it's great.
Well, a couple thoughts there. Number one, there's the automated communication with the prospect, someone looking, with the client, someone who's bought, and the advocate or ambassador, the person that goes out and spreads the good word after they've had a good time at your attainable home. But there's another aspect of this, and that's how do they get to the attainable home? So that's where planes, trains, and automobiles come into play. And again, you've got the Surge booking engine All they have to do is go there. But now imagine that same Surge booking engine going on there, making their reservations for their rental car or making their airline or making their train tickets. And then at the same time, when you click and they say, well, your tickets are here and it's all electronic, they then pop up and say, would you like to rent your attainable home? And so by joining our attainable home memberships group, you not only can list your particular property for rent or sale, you can also list it for you can look for it to do your own attainable home. Now, I love to travel, and I've been in the same house for 51 years now. However, I love to go different places. So until Surge came along and their special program for doing package booking, I used to use Airbnb. Have you ever used Airbnb, Robin?
Yes, sir. I actually have a class, educational class that teaches everything about it, where a friend of mine in 2017 made $12 million doing Airbnb. So I have a class that's about a 4-month course in Airbnb and in real estate and in social media and in, what is it, social media and e-commerce, all classes. And then I have another class that teaches you finances, you know, from you go from a white belt to a black belt within a year with a, you know, 5-minute thing you do every day online. Yep.
Wow,
so I got that going on too.
You opened another line for discourse and conversation and learning. But we won't go there now. I'll just finish up my main thought here. So imagine if you could take your own property and list it, just like you can on Airbnb, and list it on the Surge Vortex, because I bet you have a portal. You have your own Surge Vortex window. Is that right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we would it would behoove us to get your property, when it's ready, listed on that Surge Vortex booking engine.
Oh, wow.
Ron, is this making sense to you?
Plenty.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
All right.
So that would be like an automatic it would be like an automatic connection, one connected to the other.
You got it, Robin. Right on.
That's okay. No HR department.
HR, human resources. Yes, ma'am.
Hey guys.
But you brought up another aspect that I don't want to go too far too fast, but you mentioned an online learning course that you're taking, and I love the testimony because that's what it is. If your friend made a lot of money, it's a testimony, proof positive that it works. But to catch up with that, if I could summarize your situation, you're now taking courses in which will catch you up and bring you up to speed so you too can start earning some money. But let me tell you, and I'll turn the microphone over to Ron. Ron, explain. Now, Robin's all set. She's all registered in her courses. But any other of our listeners, if they wanted to catch up on these educational units, is there a spot in the Hope Collection they could go to?
Yes. In fact, thank you for asking and sharing that, Gary. The spot, of course, is just as you would register for free with no contract. The Hope Collection is at rrcenter.org. The R stands for research. The R stands for resource. Research and resource. Wow. Center.org. When you go there, you just register like you're going to get a library card. You click on it. The site will move you to Optimize My Life. Now, at that site, Optimize My Life, that's where all the programs and benefits. We've got a incubator. A education incubator that you can click on called Expert Certifications. 13,000 are certifications in every subject you could ever think of in the world. And these aren't just mealy certifications. These are legitimate. Companies look at you having these certifications on your resume. If you worked at McDonald's and you had a survey, you are going to be in a level of looked at as an employer, prospective employee, or a prospective service person for that company Because many times today, they don't want an employee. They want you to be a service agent, 1099, and they pay you commissions. You don't work for the company directly, but you are working for them, and they pay you. And that's what expert certifications give you, the qualifications to get indoors that most people don't ever get in. And we have those for everybody. Many of them either are very, you can get one certification to become a, let's say there's a company by you and they specialize in distribution. The word today is called logistics. So if you take courses in logistics and certification, when you send the resume over to them and you say, well, I used to work at the warehouse at JCPenney's and now I want to, you know, they're not there anymore or whatever. And you say, not only did I work here, here's my experience, but here's some certifications. I've got an additional training. Now you become a value. You became an asset to them. They want to meet you. They want to hire you. And so it's how we enhance people that they don't have to go sit in a school, spend hundreds or thousands of dollars to get tuition. They can't get. They don't have to go to a building far away. They don't have to leave their house. They can do it at the house.
Now, Ron, let me ask a question here, if I might. The educational track and the certification degrees that are available through the Hope Collection, which website are they on? Is it on the entrance to this educational track and certification process? Is it on rrcenter.org, or is it Optimize My Life?
You have to be registered to be an agent of Hope to get take advantage. So the first thing I said was go to rrcenter.org and register. There you register at the site Optimize My Life. You are now a member with access to everything that Hope offers. Under the incubator, the education incubator, and there's a tag, incubator. Expert certifications. You click on it, and you're right there. You're connected directly. It's very clear. It's right there.
Robin, let me ask where you're presently enrolled in your degree program. Are you doing it online, or are you going to classes where you actually, like a school class, sit down at a desk and learn?
Actually, I went through a friend of mine who, I don't know, you may be familiar, his name's Tay Lopez, and he does all kinds of stuff, and so he invited me in as a partner, and I've been a partner ever since, and this is what he's offering, online education. So I must confess, I haven't done all the courses, but I've dabbed into most of them. But I know that the quality, in other words, that of education that you receive, if you, you know, whatever your interest is, you see what I'm saying? So I am interested in, like, whatever e-commerce has to offer. You know, then I do other courses that they offer, you know. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, boy, I had some tremendous feedback, so excuse me if I was kind of waiting to see if it cleared up, and it did, and who might talk next. Ron, you want to take the microphone, or do you want me to go on? Choice is yours. Wow, Robin, we may have lost Ron. Maybe that's what I was getting. Let me explain what we have here. We've got a online studio. And so Ron and I share. Now, Ron's the originator, the supporter. Now, he's the man when it comes to Blog Talk Radio. But I help him out from time to time. So here we are now. I got static, and Ron's disappeared. But he had the studio open. I can tell who's on there, who's waiting to come on, and all of that good stuff. So right now, Robin, we're flying blindly. I'm just me and you talking like it's a phone call. So if you're okay with that, let's continue on.
There's Ron.
I'm here.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
love it, Robin. Can I give you a big virtual hug over the airways here, Robin? You're my kind of people.
Are you going to call me Holly J when I get my name changed? Are you going to call me Robin or Holly J? Which one?
I'm going to call you Robin. You got a moniker, a nickname, a label like Country Boy, Coach G. You're Robin. Because if you want to fly in life, you fly with Robin.
I fly with Robin all the time, but I wanted something new.
Well, I'll tell you, you got a great name there. You got a great name there because you're in the travel business, and so you want to keep that as a good label. We call it moniker, a big fancy word, so that your motto can be "Fly with Robin, enjoy life."
Hey,
comma,
you know
fly
what?
With Robin.
You know what? Guess what my email is? Been it for years and years and years. Instead of FLY, it's FLIROBIN, FLI, the number 3, EYES. You have to see the 3 eyes. You see them?
Well, I can't see it. It's ILL.
FLIROBIN, that's 2 eyes, and FLI. Fly, Robin, fly, the number 3, and then EYES at gmail.com.
Oh, I see. Fly, Robin, fly. Oh, this is really good. I appreciate this.
Yep, that's my email. One's at Yahoo and one's at the one that has the 3 eyes at Gmail. That has 3 eyes on the end, but the other one is just at yahoo.com. Fly, Robin, fly at Yahoo.
Well, Robin, bear with me. I got to clarify this because I'm trying to write it down. All right, so I got it. Fly, Robin, fly. But now let's take a look at the Gmail account, and you spell it out real slowly because I got a slow brain. Go ahead.
FLIROBIN. FLI. The number 3, EYES at gmail.com. So when you write it out, it looks like fly, Robin, fly, 3 eyes at gmail.com.
Oh, but 3 eyes.
3 eyes. You see them 3 eyes?
I see the 3 I's. That's what I wasn't getting because, Robin, I was trying to use the letter I. I had down I, but it's EYES. Is that just spelled out? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Fly, Robin, fly, 3 I's at gmail.com.
Exactly.
All right. Now, that's good to know because I might email you, put you on a list with Country
He's
Boy
funny.
and Ron. And all the other Surge, Rick Reese, and put you all together and segment what we call a email list. And then I can send out a
right.
message to everyone all at once.
Right. We love technology, don't we?
Ron will tell you I love to talk. He accuses me of being a pundit and a person that's hung up on teaching. And I say, of course I'm hung up on teaching because teaching's my business.
One of my children told me, which my oldest son is 40. He's getting ready to be 45, so I got one 41. And he told me, Mom, I know you just think the whole world revolves around you. And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, that's your problem. I said, what? He said, yeah, that's your problem. You think the whole world revolves. I said, Robert, where would you be if I didn't think like that?
Good for you, Robert. Spoken like
yes,
a true
can
mom.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. I've been here all even though Gary thought I went away, I was back. I heard every single thing you guys said about me.
Robin, Robin, I'll have to tell you, he's back again. Don't say the things about him.
We'll keep it a secret.
Yeah. There you go.
On live talk radio. Okay.
He thought he heard everything.
Loves each
little does he know. Ron,
well,
why don't
you
just give a commercial for Blog Talk Radio and tell us what's going on with Blog Talk.
Well, Blog Talk Radio right now is a phone version system where we can call in at a prescribed time. We use noon to 1, Monday through Friday, Eastern time, and we're using these phone numbers. They have a guest number that someone can call in on the guest call, and that number is 714-816-4686. Now, that's the call-in live show. Every show is recorded, so it's an archive, and someone can, let's say you liked what was said on the show, Robin, you want to share with one of your friends, you can go to Blog Talk Radio to the archives and look at today's date of 12 to 1, and you'd see it's called Hope Collecting Health and Education. It's labeled. And you can click on it, and you can replay it. Actually, we have a system that we have one fellow who does it pretty well. We actually, you can call me or Gary and say, I'd like you to send this to somebody, and you give me their email address, and we'll send it. We could do that, too. We're learning. Every day is a learning curve on this radio channel. They do not have live people to talk to, so we have to use text mail to talk to people, which is about the worst way to communicate on the face of the earth in my book. So I lose more text messages than answers. But right now, it is advanced. It pieces the tomato can and the string. So, and as we wind down here, I want to thank Gary and thank you, Robin, for coming on today. Realize every day this week there's a show, and you can bring somebody on and introduce them. We will welcome them with open arms, and any questions they might have about any aspect of faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. We've got programs, connections, people, systems that we will empower individuals, people, families, and groups. That's what we do. And I thank you for attendance today.
Wow.
You're welcome to come back every day. Thank you.
And thank you.
Robin, it's been a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I am so proud and happy to be one of your new friends. But, Ron, I'll also remind you there's a Saturday bonus hour, isn't there?
Well, it's Coach, yes. Coach from Coach's Corner, and Joe Griffin, founder of the Hope Collection, established Saturday morning as a coaching session. Now, normally we meet on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., you're right, Eastern time. This weekend I will be in an airplane. And Linda will hold, my wife hosted, she's going to be with me. And another couple who are on the shows regularly, Gary and Linda Humphreyville, they're also in the same plane. So we are not going to be able to be on the show. Artis May, we've asked her, and she may open the show and run it on Saturday morning, but otherwise it may not be running this Saturday. And so that's, but we'll be back the following week. And we've actually asked somebody to go to that Optimize My Life site and take a look at one of the benefit programs, read about it, study it, write down some notes, and share it. Share a testimony of what you learned so you can share it with the rest of the team. That's for the following week. I think that's the 20, end of the month, Saturday. So we're asking everybody that wants to listen in and be a part of it to contribute to help making it and touching lives. So I've got to hang up because I have an appointment I have to go to, guys. And I thank you for everything we got to do today. And we got through the startup issue we had with Sunspot. But we'll be back tomorrow. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
God bless
all
everyone.
Right.
The Lord's our source.
Amen.
All right. Bye now. Good day.